What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
2 days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
There we go. You're good.
Wow, that was an awful sound.
That was you. Was that the table?
SpongeBob with the hook.
The hash slinging slasher.
The sash binging.
The trash tinging.
Half the shit you both say is from SpongeBob.
It's like disgusting how much.
Like I saw, they're watching fucking a compilation of like SpongeBob's like the funniest scenes in SpongeBob. And I feel like you guys watch it all the time. It's like, are you watching the same video all the time? Or is
no,
it like
so what
videos?
Happens is we'll a quote will randomly pop into our head and we'll say it and we'll die laughing. And then we'll have to like look it up mm-hmm. and just relive that yeah. moment, I guess.
The taste just jumps out constantly.
The flavor.
I don't know why, but like that show is so ingrained into my memory so deep that like, like, it's not that it's all I think about. It's just it always comes up.
And it's well, and it's so entertaining for all ages. All ages. Like, I can see my grandparents laughing at that shit, too. Like,
oh, my dad used to watch it with me. Like, it is so funny. Even, like, looking back on episodes, it's so
oh, yeah.
Good.
Like, some of the little dirty jokes he'll make that would go right over kill kids' heads. Yeah.
When it's SpongeBob's crazy. Watching porn. Gary!
It's so good. Yeah. They don't make shit like that anymore. They really don't.
Now they got, like, I can't even name. I can't even think.
Yeah, what cartoons are out right now?
Yeah, what?
I'd be
what
really surprised
cartoons?
If you I mean, could name one.
Kenny would know. You do auditions for shit all the
no,
time.
No, he knows unreleased cartoons.
Ooh, okay.
It's funny. I actually just got an audition for a show that I can't talk about. That it required me to sing at the end of it, and it just says,
"Okay,
the role is a singing role. Pick any song. We just want to see your singing ability." But they required you to sing like a verse and a chorus. And I'm like, that's it was longer than my audition. Like a verse and a chorus is longer than
like
the
not just happy birthday.
Yeah, like it was like pick a song of your choice and
can you sing?
Well, what
in
did
cartoons?
You choose?
In a cartoon voice.
Oh wait, is this the one you posted on your story?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Every episode.
Every time. It's a tradition.
It is every time. It's really bad. I need it. It's charging.
What do you need it charged for? We're filming a pot.
We want it to die.
God.
So it just
stops
making
I know.
Noise.
He is so fucking happy. And that wasn't even my charge. That was your charger, so.
Wow.
You threw it right in the coffee spill. From three episodes.
We still
yeah, I love how like that just stayed there. That coffee just kind of sat there.
What do you want me to do? Tell
the
whole
know.
Setup?
I just thought you guys would clean it up for me.
We're gonna
I did. We're
going to redecorate soon. Yeah, hours later while you let us sit.
People, that gave people such anxiety. They were like, why is no one cleaning up the coffee?
The show must go on.
Right.
Yeah. All right, well, let's go.
Wait, no. I want to hear a song. We
need to say the intro.
I'm not singing.
What is this, a 10-minute fucking
intro? Sing the intro.
People don't know that it says unfiltered. I keep saying comments.
How do they not know? What else is it saying?
It was something funny. I read a comment and I started laughing because it kind of did sound like it when I listened to it back. All right, hit it. Y'all listen to it. Tell me what you think.
Boom. Guys, welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm your host.
Ooh. Try again. Do it again. We're not gonna start.
Zay.
I completely lost my voice.
They should have sent my audition to you.
And who are you?
Hey,
who are you?
Hey, who are you?
I'm Heath.
Very good.
The other host of Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Mm. We've got the lovely Mariah Amato and Kenny Allen.
Best I'm not lovely. And the less lovely, Kenny Allen.
And the Kenny.
And the Kenny.
What do you want to start with? I feel like so much
is a lot to talk about today, but I want to just start off this podcast saying I want to apologize in advance. I'm so hungover. Very hungover. Like, that's okay. I don't feel good, but
we
I'm doing
it.
My
You're
best.
We get it. You're a rock star now.
I'm doing my
we
best.
Get it.
You know, I'm doing my best.
No. He's a
guys.
Pop star now.
Oh. Oh. Guys, don't throw it out like
we
that.
Know everybody's waiting for the story. We'll get there.
Okay, we'll get there. Yeah, we're gonna let it, a little more hype
it's
to
like,
it before
like
we get to
it. It's like having a really
it.
Nice meal out. You start yeah. with, like,
exactly.
vegetables.
And you know what the entree is going to be.
Right.
So it's exciting.
Well, let's start off with our week. We've had a lovely time. We went to Catalina Island, which feels like an entirely different country.
Dude, those pictures you posted were beautiful.
So was pretty. The scenery beautiful or was my photography beautiful?
No, I think it was Catalina.
Yeah, no, Catalina is absolutely incredible.
I can't believe it's LA County.
It's so bizarre.
Oh,
it
yes.
Yeah. You get there on a boat, right?
On
you
a ferry.
Yeah, on a
you
ferry.
Could get you could take a ferry or a helicopter.
So they took me. I was the ferry that just chucked them on my back.
Yeah, we took it. It was like an hour boat ride to get there. I think it's like 22 miles or something off the coast.
22? Is that how far or how long does it
That's
take
like
to get there?
That's like here to San
An
Mama.
Hour.
Okay.
But it's crazy. Like, you pull up and it's this giant harbor and there's like houses like on the like the cliffs along the side, like all in the hill.
There's just people that live there.
Yeah.
Just live on Catalina.
It feels like mm-hmm. somewhere like you would stop on a cruise ship to like get off, which they do. Like a lot of people like.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
When they dock, they go on. Yeah.
Is that a hotel on the water right there?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes, mm-hmm. it is. And we did not stay there. We stayed up in the hill. Maybe it was cheaper. We got a nice little deal.
Oh, wait, can you take me next time?
There was yes. a lovely little Motel 6.
Oh. Right. But it's crazy because you can literally go there and come back at night. Like, you can go to the island and
yeah.
just like...
There's a ferry at
so
7 a.m. and then you come back
I'm
at night.
We don't like we haven't done that. Like, or we haven't. Like,
we are not spontaneous enough.
Yeah. Oh my god, let's go.
We don't like.
Let's go back.
Walking around there, you feel like okay, everybody's just here visiting.
Yeah.
But there's a high school. There's like schools.
There's
Catalina
one high school.
School.
There's one high school.
Do you think they have a class just for wine, like wine tasting 101 or wine mixing 101? They have to have classes for that shit.
How to grow it, something.
Yeah.
Like that. But it's unreal. Like,
wow.
They have a high school. There's a golf course on it. There's a hospital.
Baby, that just sounds like heaven for you, huh? There's a hospital.
I'm thinking about retiring
there's
already.
There's a store.
Golf course.
Oh, wait, I think it says it's K-12.
Avalon High School, it's called.
They never leave the island.
I think that's the craziest thing. That like a school that will have K-12 and everybody's in the same fucking building.
Yeah.
It is
that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
What's even wilder is a one-room schoolhouse.
Remember I
didn't know about it until Mariah.
We need a one room.
Do you know what a one room schoolhouse is?
No.
You Floridians.
Hold on, wait a sec. Well, okay, can I take a guess?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm gonna guess it's one room.
No.
One
there's room. This there's a scene in Holes, the movie Holes with Shia LaBeouf, where there's a class and it's like it's one building. It's a class and it looks like kind of like a house, but it's not.
Uh-huh.
And inside it's one classroom. Is that what?
Pretty much, yeah. It looks like a little church.
It's
like
very
tiny,
like old
little...
school traditional.
Yeah, it's all grades in one room learning together.
Is it like a giant classroom or is it?
No,
just
it's
like...
tiny. It was only maybe like maximum 40 kids.
Wow. I still don't understand how.
And then like when I was in elementary school, they would take us to field trips because we had a bunch of one room schoolhouses in Pennsylvania mm-hmm. That are obviously vacant. My brother's two of my brother's friends actually live in a one room schoolhouse.
A single teacher would typically have students in the first through eighth grades and she taught them all.
They would all be in the same room learning.
That doesn't make sense.
And then there would be an outhouse if they had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And like we would stand in the schoolyard and they would teach us like the games that kids used to play. And
I don't understand what that would look like. Like I just picture it being like A is for apple. Okay, now long division.
Right. Exactly. It doesn't make sense.
It's like it's inappropriate because I feel like the conversations like older kids are having, they shouldn't be around like little kids. In
they
class,
have sex ed know? In front of like preschoolers.
I'm gonna use the line. It was a different time.
It was a different time.
It was, though. It was probably more basic. You know how intricate learning is now? It was probably more just basic.
It's a good thing we all grow and expand and do things better now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Anyways.
But we did have a couple really funny stories we wanted to tell that happened while we were on...
Sharon now.
Island.
The floor is yours.
All right, so when we were walking around, I was just like taking pictures of stuff, and my mom was like, oh, look, a hawk. And it was this... giant hawk on top. I think I've got a picture of it before.
Your mom in any story, I just like, it's already funny to me.
She just gets so excited about the littlest things. Yeah. So there's this giant hawk like sitting up on this like top of the building. And we're all looking at it. I grabbed the picture and we're just like, wow, isn't that crazy? A hawk. And we look back and it goes, opens its wings, swooped
like
down.
Beelines towards us.
As we're like looking, like pointing and talking about it, swoops down, comes literally a foot away from our faces, opens its wings and just goes whew, right to the side of us. And we were just like, freaking out. Like it was just
like it was almost like it was showing off. Like it knew you were talking about it and it was like, I'm gonna show these motherfuckers what I'm
It was like, you know when like you're told not to point when you're younger? Like it looked like
you pointed
and it was just like, oh, here we go.
And that was the consequence. Yeah.
Swooped down,
instant karma.
Turned right before like hitting us in the face and landed on this guy's arm who like looked like a fucking superhero.
So it was.
So the hawk was tame.
It was his hawk.
Okay? Yeah, his hawk.
Wait, who is this guy?
Yeah, he was trained.
He does that all day, I bet. Just people that are like, look at the hawk. And then he's like,
gives it like a little cookie when we're not looking. It was nuts.
I'm just so surprised that they can be tamed. I mean, like, because it's so weird because around your house, I've seen hawks.
Yeah.
And they seem so majestic. I just feel like they're not something that's like meant to be.
I think it's crazy. Tamed to see like that.
I don't think they are meant to be tamed.
Yeah.
Let them free. Yeah.
I mean, Miley Cyrus said, can't be tamed, you know?
Have you heard of like groundhog racing? Like how awful they like treat those dogs?
Groundhog racing?
Greyhound. Greyhound dogs, sorry.
Oh my God!
That is a different species.
Groundhog racing.
Wow.
I was trying to picture it. Guys, groundhog, guys.
I was like, get out of the hole. Get out of the hole.
Yeah, and he dead ass put his fingers on the keyboard and was about to type in groundhog racing.
That would be funny, though, having four holes and everybody gets a groundhog. Whoever's can pop up first wins.
Wow.
Fuck. Sorry about that.
He almost said groundhog day. You heard that?
Greyhound dog racing. Like, yes. Right. How they treat those animals. Like, apparently, I don't know if this is like a myth or if this is like an actual thing, but it's been told that like when those dogs aren't good anymore, they kill them. They just fucking dump them. They kill them and dump them to the side, which is so fucked up. And I feel like, I don't know how that's not illegal to do that because it's a dog. Isn't it illegal to kill a dog anyways?
I'm not sure what the consequences are, but yeah, if you... animal abuse, any sort of stuff like that, like is
like
a criminal offense.
How far can you go? Like, remember the time? God, I hate talking about this. It's like PTS fucking D. But the time I ran over that dog accidentally, and it was like the worst day of my fucking life. You felt like I ran over a kid. It was like I was crying.
That was accidental. That wasn't like
But like that lady could go to the full extent to like just really.
No, because it should have been.
Because she didn't have the dog on a leash. Okay, control. So it's like, all
right. I can't look at the dog. I will literally cry.
I can't fact check this, Zane. I'm so sorry. This looks so depressing.
Yeah, look at the pictures that were just popping up.
I don't even want to see it. If it's... No! Can he get off it?
No, we're going to move on. God.
Well, I'm drinking, by the way. I'm hungover and I'm drinking just to get out of my hand.
Hair of the dog. Hair of the greyhound. Hair of the...
hair of the groundhog that bit you.
You don't know what hair of the dog is?
No.
Hair of the dog is like when you have a hangover and they just say hair of the dog, like when you start drinking again to feel better.
I think you used it perfectly. It says that it's predominantly used to refer to alcohol that is consumed with the aim of lessening the effects of a hangover.
Very good.
Oh, wow.
I'm on fire.
We are getting smarter on this podcast.
Put
me
up against a fifth grader, bitch. I'm ready. Did anything else happen in Catalina?
We met this girl and her husband had just gotten married on Catalina Island.
Oh, congrats, babies.
Mm-hmm. And we were just talking about how fun Catalina was. And she was like, yeah, my friend was in the bathroom and her bathing suit top got flushed down the toilet.
How?
Like while she was using it.
I guess it was one of those like automatic toilets. And she leaned over to grab her bag. And I don't know if there was like, like it was a certain like top that had like,
string.
Yeah, like that was hanging.
This is how we're picturing it.
And it sucked up her top.
That's straight up a scene.
That's what I said.
Bridesmaids. Like, yes, how is that not a scene?
I know. It was so funny.
But like, if that happened in a movie, you'd be like, "Oh, that's funny, but so unrealistic." You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You'd be like, "That doesn't happen," but like, it's a funny concept.
I think just the image of it flushing down is hilarious, and they're just like,
Oh my god. Yeah.
I have
and
nothing.
Having to walk out and come out with like the content.
Yeah, you have to like get paper towels.
Yeah.
Like that's funny. That's some comedy.
Right, I literally just equated it to a cartoon. Like we just saw her like we just see her like covering her bits and then just being like bing bing like with her eyes like
oh. Oh, that's hilarious. And she was like one of like she was a who was she? Was she just like someone you met or
Yeah, it was somebody we met on the island, her friend.
That was all the excitement for Catalina.
Well, I mean, that's a lot we were of only excitement. There for a day. So that's enough excitement for one day.
We'll take the next time, baby.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
From Geico Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts. Tonight, you just left for work and had a non-specific feeling that something was happening to your place and it wasn't good. Dan?
Exactly, Tammy. It could be smoke damage, theft, or just too much caffeine, but you can't stop thinking about it.
But with renter's insurance through Geico, your stuff is covered, so you don't have to worry.
And that's great, because the weekend is coming up and it's chock full of social obligations that are ready to fill that void.
Oh boy, will they, Dan? It feels good to worry less. It feels good to Geico.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
What can I talk about? What?
Yeah, I'm sure everybody listening has been waiting. They're like, Catalina, Greyhound dog, let's go.
Move on.
Okay. Tell me about Dre.
Okay. All right. I'm going to tell you from the beginning to that, and I'm going to give you all the details. All
right.
So this was when I was in Florida. So obviously, I knew this was happening last podcast. I just couldn't talk about it because I signed a fat fucking NDA. But I was in Florida.
That is big mouth. No. Because I signed a fat fucking NDA, but here we go.
No, it was a fat fucking NDA. It was like, but like, I get it. It was completely.
Yeah, you made me read it. Can you explain this to me?
I was like, hey, Kenny, what can I talk about on the podcast? And he's like, yeah, it says here you really can't talk anything. You can talk about anything. Like, nothing.
When it
like,
says you can't mention it.
So no names. He's like, no, you just kind of wait until they release. I'm like, when are they going to release it? We're like, we don't know. I'm like, fuck, we want to talk about this right now. But so I was in Florida, and this was like my fifth day there or my fourth day there, and I was planning on staying there for a week. And I got a call from Jason. Jason's like, "Hey, King Bash has something really cool for you.
Uh-huh.
Call him." So I called him. He's like, "Hey, what's up?" He's like, "Hey, we're doing this video where it's Justin Bieber, and we're his entourage." I was like, okay, that's sick, cool. And he never said what music video it was. And I was like, okay, yeah, that's cool. What do you want to do it? And he's like, we're doing it Thursday. I was like, oh, I'm not gonna be home Thursday. Like, I'm sorry, but like, I didn't know the scale of it. I didn't know, like, he said music video, but I thought it was like his music video. And I'm not saying one is more important than the other, but like, I was just gonna be home. So I was I was with my family, whatever. And so I was like, I'll get back to you. And then and I thought this was like King Batch's music video.
Wait, hold on. So that's why you came home early?
Yeah.
I thought you came back for Mariah's birthday.
Me too.
Which I wasn't even here for, though. Because I was on set all day. Hold on. What?
No.
I was on set all day.
No, I know you were on set all day. In my brain, when you said you were coming back early, I was like, oh, shit. Wow, he's good. I didn't know he cared like that.
And then this just happened last minute with the
whole video. Wait, hold on. Mariah's crying. Are you crying? Mariah!
The first thing you said to me when you came back, you're like, look, I'm back for your birthday.
And that's like, probably why.
Oh my God, he really loves me. He really
no,
does.
No, I do love you, and I wanted to be here for your birthday, but
how do we know that's not a lie, too?
It's not a lie.
Zane goes, I'm not saying one is more important than the other.
But
I did go to the shoot the entire day. Maybe I'll be back at. Maybe I'll come over at night.
You know what? I'm not gonna say the story anymore. It's okay.
All you get her is a card. This is a happy birthday. You just sign it.
Signed by Justin Bieber.
Fuck. I'm gonna think about that all night.
Actually,
fuck.
I was excited. No, I'll give this to you. You did wish me a happy birthday while you were on set. So I texted you back and I was like, I can't believe you're on set and you actually texted me happy birthday.
It's true.
That was really sweet.
Thought, so I'll take it.
Mariah was watching my IG story of her saying happy birthday. She thought it was going to be like Drake. But it was just so funny. She knew I was at this shoot and like her watch was probably like, oh my God, it's going to be Drake.
The second it turned, I was like.
No, but you know, like I feel like you and King Batch have hung out before.
Yeah, went to like that Christmas party. Or
yeah. Oh yeah. Okay, yeah. So that's really funny. Yeah.
Happy
okay.
birthday, bitch!
Happy birthday, bitch! Thank you. Dad.
So yeah, I didn't know it was. I thought it was like King Batch's music video. I was like, fuck, okay, I'm not gonna be able to make it. And then I asked him, hey, like, where's your song? Like, let me hear your song. And he sent the song. He's like, but this isn't for me. I was like, oh, he calls me because obviously it was a misunderstanding. I was like, wait a second. What are you talking about? He's like, dude, this isn't my music video. I was like, oh, whose music video? He's like, it's Drake's. I'm like, Drake?
I'm there.
I'm like, Drake.
Did
Drake.
I say I was busy? No, I think I misspoke.
He's like, yeah, no, Drake. And like Justin Bieber's the pop star. Where's Entourage? And I'm like, first of all, I'm like, why me? Like, why me? Well, you could have had anybody else. He's like, dude, no, like we're gonna be the comedic relief for the video. I was like, oh my God, this is like, that's crazy. But like, I'm not gonna be home until Saturday. He's like, oh, okay, well, just let me know if you can make it.
Right.
I was like, okay. And I told him I'd give a couple hours. And like, I was sitting there and I was like, fuck, I don't wanna have to leave early. But
Zane goes, well, I'm not gonna be home, so Drake's gonna have to rearrange something. He wants to
in my head, when he's talking about like, I'm gonna be the comedic relief, I'm thinking about Zane just like having to tell a joke in between like takes. Like Drake's like, make me laugh. Zane comes out like a jester or something.
Oh my God,
like,
I'm not even like, on camera. It's just to entertain people on set. Like,
oh shit.
Well, that's hilarious. But yeah, so I told my family about it, and they I could not believe their reaction. They were like, get the fuck out of here. Are you serious? Like, yeah, but like, it's Thursday. And they're like,
Go
home right now. You have to be in it. I was like, are you sure? They're like, no, Zane, we'll be pissed if you don't do it. I was like, fuck, you're right. Okay, no, I'm going to regret if I don't go. All right, so I booked my flight, and I got there the night before. And I felt so bad for leaving, but like I knew I'd regret it if I didn't, because I didn't know. Like there was a chance, like in my head, like there's a chance that like I'm not in this video at all, but like I gotta just take the chance,
yeah,
just in case. So I flew in the night before. It was like call time was like fucking 8 a.m., which is so early. It was so early for me. I was like, oh my God, I'm not gonna make it. We get there. We had to take our COVID test. I passed. I'm negative.
Congratulations.
Could you imagine positive? You leave early, go to get the set, that's negative, and it's just like.
Dude, a part of me was just like, my luck.
Right.
I would have showed up positive.
Where's Zane going?
Pass. Dude, he became bachelor and it felt so bad because he knew I like flew back early for it. But like, no, I was good. I passed.
First test you've passed in a while.
we get there. It took a long time for us to like... get be on camera. Like it was a lot of sitting around, but like, which is normal in music videos, you're sitting around all day and then you're in the shot
for 10 hours.
Yeah. It was a long day, but, it was like multiple outfit changes. I felt very important. Like the fact that I had 4 or 5 different outfit changes. I'm like, damn, this is like cool that like I'm, you know,
he just changes his hat in between scenes.
So it was a lot of, like at first it was like I was like the extra in the back at a party, and so yeah. Like it got to like, and that was like first half of the day. I was like in my head, I was like, oh my God, I don't think I'm gonna be, I think I'm an extra the whole time. And in my head I was like, oh man, this is gonna suck. I flew back early for this and I'm gonna be an extra. This is not good. And I was like, oh my God, I feel like just bamboozled, just like completely just threw me off. But then finally we started to have like our shots where we were Justin Bieber's entourage. And that was really cool. Like in the music video, they did cut a lot of scenes out. that I was in, which is fine, but like I just thought it was really
Justin
cool.
Justin throws him the mic.
I just thought it was really cool. Like, even watching the music video, the shots I wasn't in, like, knowing I was there was, like, really, it was still really cool. But there was this one specific scene where it was a shot of Justin Bieber on his car with the two girls, and it was panning back, and it was, like, his entourage all in front.
Uh-huh.
Like, you would have gone so excited for that because, like, you and fucking cars and just posted up like that because I feel you like posting shit like that. So I immediately, like, called Heath out. I'm like, dude, we just did this insane fucking scene where we're in, all in front of our cars. I was in front of a Urus.
Like, there's Lamborghinis and, like,
I was in front of a Lamborghini Urus, and I have one, so I thought that was, like, really fucking cool. That was just – people probably would have thought
it was mine. You should have been like, oh, if you need another one, like, I have mine.
It's in the parking garage.
They probably paid someone a lot of money to rent it. In my head, I was like, fuck, if they just asked me, I would have just rolled right up. But the color was like a candy blue, which was so sick.
Yeah.
And I was in front of it, so it was like so fucking cool. Like, just the shot was really, really sick. And just like the whole like experience was really cool. And it was very fast. They were getting shit done quick. It was like no time wasted.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Justin Bieber was incredible. He got on, boom, 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 out. Like, every shot. Like, he was just very, very quick. Obviously, he's been doing this for a long time, but like, just seeing this with my own eyes, how quick everything was. Very impressive. And like, the director X, he directed the Hotline Bling music video for Drake, which I thought was so fucking sick.
Mm-hmm.
He directed the whole thing. So he was like running the show. He was like, there's moments where he was getting really stressed out and blah, blah, blah. Like, but shit was getting done quick. And I've always loved being behind the camera, and like I want to always like direct shit. So like, seeing him in his like, just in his like mode, it was
imagine that pressure. Like, knowing you're filming a Drake music video. Justin Bieber is like the star of it.
Yeah.
Like, just that weight on your shoulders, like, knowing you can't fuck up, it's got to be perfect for them.
Yeah.
And you ended up behind the camera.
And I ended up that was the coolest fucking shot. They were like, saying, we're going to have you like behind the camera. It's like, oh my God, you want me behind the camera? I was like, because I honestly, like, I didn't want to be that in the front over there because I feel like I would have fucked up. Like, I wouldn't have looked natural like the other dudes because they're all like athletic. They know how to move. They look really good just moving. But me, I was like, I need to sit in a chair. Like, I'm not gonna look good. So they had me sitting behind the shot, and this part is so crazy because I thought me in front of the camera, me behind the camera, I thought that like me on that camera was just solely for the shot.
Right.
Because I was like, I was pointing the camera at Justin, but I wasn't really paying attention to the shot. And after two times, the director goes, "Hey Zane, you need to stay on in the middle of Justin." I was like, oh, okay. I honestly just thought it was like the shot. He's like, no, Zane, we're using this shot. I was like, oh you're using this shot.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, oh, like I didn't even ask a question. I'm like, oh my fuck. Okay. And that's why
Zane's like, guys, here we go. So we're like, he just starts like
the director goes, oh no, we've seen all the TikToks you filmed. It's really impressive stuff.
Oh my gosh. So,
because in the first shots when I was like smiling, I was bopping.
It was almost
like
it was a prop.
Yeah, but now it was like not because you saw how serious I looked. I was like really focused on the shot. That's why, like, and it sucks that I didn't look like I was like having fun or was like,
yeah, but you were in your element, like that's what you want to do anyway. So exactly. That's kind of cool.
And he was so specific about it. He's like, you see that the red? It reminded me of just like me. It reminded me of me. He was like, you see the red on the sides? No red. I feel like that. I'd say the same thing as someone who's shooting my shit. Like, no red on the sides. It needs to be in the middle, perfect.
I can't believe you were part of producing the video.
I filmed Drake's music.
I know. I was like, I talked to Batch. I'm like, Batch, does this mean I like get like?
Videographer, so and so, and a little bit of Zane.
Yeah, I'm like sweating thinking about it because it was just such a like
that is cool.
I think me behind that camera was so fucking exciting.
Zane,
and it was really cool, and like knowing that what I filmed was gonna be in the music video
that
in a
sick.
Drake music video with Justin Bieber, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? But by the way, I don't know why they fucking asked me to be in the music video. I was like,
you never got that answer.
You could have hit up David. Like, David would have.
Yeah,
100%.
But David looks like a kid. Like, I was looking at the other people that you were on in the entourage and I feel like you might have been typecasted, and they were like, do you have like a funny cool friend that's like kind of Mediterranean looking, you know what I mean?
Oh my, are you saying I was
Middle Eastern? What do you call it? You could have been typecasted. You direct booked.
Oh my. Direct booked, and I filmed some of the
Shit, yo.
Zane, you just get up. You're like, okay, I'm moving on
I'm out of here. I don't need this shit. I don't need this podcast.
It was really nice, guys. We had a good run.
Yeah, it was. No, it was so fucking cool. And everybody was so sweet. Like the people, like the hair people, the outfit people, they're all so fucking nice.
Yeah.
And I think overall experience was like, because you would think in a big shoot like that, like everybody's like kind of like mean and like kind of like, you know, straightforward, like just yelling.
Yeah, I feel like that shit, like a lot of people are on edge, like every, because like it's so like everything's in such a timely manner where people are like just
meticulous, very specific and like OCD about everything, which I expected. So like that, I was very nervous because I just expected people just to be yelling at me all day, but like it was a complete opposite. Everybody was so fucking sweet, and Justin Bieber was great, and like everybody was, the director was really nice.
Did you guys talk? You hung out?
Yeah, I mean, there's times we hung out, but like, I don't want to bother him too, and which is really weird with his music video, because I was too scared to let too much of myself out, because it's Justin Bieber's music video, not mine. It's Drake's music video, not mine. So like, I felt like I was like, I don't know. I wanted to like be myself and be more outgoing, but I don't know. Bieber, like, there's moments where Justin Bieber wasn't talking too much. There's moments where I felt like I'm doing too much, and like he's the star, not me. So like I felt like kind of like
he said, I'm an extra. They don't want me to be extra.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
But we've also seen stuff where we've like called stuff out, like people in the background that are so overacting, where it like makes it feel just like
exactly
like funny.
Like they're trying to pull focus. Somebody in the
background, you're just like, baby, it's not your movie. Like,
exactly. Yeah. And I feel like whenever we see someone like that in a video, we're just like, oh, that's too much. I was thinking about that. And I was like, I don't want to be that person.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But it ended up everybody was doing, was going so hard, and I was like not going as hard, but like I should have like thought about that.
Everybody was going so hard.
I was not as hard, but I was trying to get there.
And the only part I didn't like about this, which is fine, like I'm not pissed about it, but like I was told that we were like the comedic relief, but it ended up being like we were just like, you know, posted up like swag. I'm really bad at like flex,
being
like,
cool,
having this character of like being
baby,
cool,
you swaggy?
Being swaggy, being like swaggy. having flex, being like, you know, just like chilling. I'm really bad at that. So that ended up being the whole video. So I feel like there's a lot of awkward moments where you see me like trying to be like, I'm just not
good
at that.
You think it's awkward because you know how you are.
Yeah.
But people who are just watching it, like you look fine.
Yeah.
You're natural.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, I always like in my head, I'm like, Zane, don't be like nervous. Just fucking just be yourself. And then when I get there, I'm like, I just
completely hide everything.
They release a behind the scenes video. It's just you doing a bunch of TikTok.
I wanted to do it. I wanted to do TikTok dances so bad, but like in my head, like I just feel like people wouldn't find that funny at all. So I just didn't do anything.
Better,
like
better safe than sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I didn't want to be like the cringe person in the fucking music video.
It sounds like music videos are like your new thing. I think you're
does one.
It's not like it's nothing crazy.
It's MBD. You know.
You know, I mean, I better give you NDAs if I'm going to talk about this.
NBD, you know? Man.
Another thing, I want to talk about this too, which is crazy because I was just in this music video, but I'm doing a little music video next week.
Zane.
Oh, yeah.
What is happening?
It's just snowballing now.
It is. But the thing is that this is not an original piece. This is a cover.
Okay.
For a specific song that just came out, you probably can guess what it already is. I'm not gonna say, but you can probably guess what the fucking song is gonna be.
I know
but,
what it is.
Baby, it's like a nice little cover, and that's gonna be my first YouTube back, my first YouTube video back after 5 months.
It's going on your channel?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So y'all bitches motherfucking get ready.
Okay.
I had to re-say that 3 times.
So y'all bitches motherfucking get ready. See y'all motherfucking bitches.
Which you guys are going to be in. Everybody's going to be in. I'm really excited for it. This is like nothing I've ever
Kenny. Felt.
I just that's why I asked you, what were you doing? That's why I asked if you were free a certain night.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I got the job.
Oh, did I not tell you? Like after I asked you that, I never like continued.
Wait, I wasn't told either.
He goes, what are you guys doing next week? Oh, I don't know. Nothing. Okay, good.
I always assume that you guys are like next to him when I call him on FaceTime. So like every time I talk to him, if there's anything, I always assume that you guys are right next to him.
You guys don't have the same brain?
You guys aren't Siamese twins?
you don't tell him every time we talk about something? That's what we do. I feel like we always tell each other everything.
Yeah, because you gossip
anything.
Queen.
I'm not a gossip queen. I'm talking about like when we're doing something, you know, business wise, I feel like we always
what
like
time?
Let each other know. Yeah.
This is why I don't say anything. He goes, what are you doing next week? Oh. All right, cool. You doing anything like Monday or Tuesday? I was like, I don't know. He goes, all right, I might I might film a music video. I was like, okay, let me know what time, where, like what the details are. Like, I think I should be good. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll let you know. Yo, you guys don't know about the shoot at 2 p.m. downtown at the whatever hotel?
I would never do that to you guys.
It'll be like a brief little explanation. And then just like...
How don't you know every single detail?
I don't like getting too much into detail of whenever I'm doing anything of mine or music or whatever.
This is kind of important. No. He like feels bad asking, but like we need to be there. I don't know, but if you want...
Gets pissed at us for not being there. Guys, the call time was 9 a.m. What are you talking about?
Wait, what time is this? What time is it happening? I actually need to know.
I always feel weird about shit like that. Like I was telling Matt, like... That whole day while we were shooting, I felt like I didn't belong there. Like, I felt like an imposter. Like, is that weird? Is that, like, happen a lot with people? He's like, yeah, it's called imposter syndrome. Like, and a lot of people have it, especially people that are, you know, have, like, a following or on, like, yeah. And a lot of shit. It's imposter syndrome where weird. They feel like they don't belong there. And that's how I felt the entire day. I'm like, this is not my
spot. Like, you felt like you weren't good enough or?
Everything, yeah. I felt like I didn't deserve this. I didn't belong there. Like... This spot was supposed to be for David, not me. Why do I feel like this was supposed to be for David? Weird. And then he didn't take it, so it was for me. Like, it's like, I just felt like I wasn't supposed to be there. And that wasn't my, like, time. I don't know.
I didn't know there was, like, terminology behind that. I've definitely felt that before booking a job. Yeah. I'm just like, I was not the best person at that audition at all. Yeah. But like, how am I here? Yeah.
Like, when we had our pilot episode. That was imposter. That is the definition of imposter syndrome.
Dude. That was 100%. You know who I just saw today? Josh Leyva. He came over. He's like, oh my really? God, last time I saw you was at that pilot. He's like, oh my God, dude, that fucking pilot. I know.
Did you feel like an imposter too? Like, yeah.
But yeah, as soon as I saw him, I was like, oh my God, that like brought me right back to that day when we were filming that. Yeah.
Sorry. I have to pee so bad. I've been holding it in for the last
in this
like,
economy? In the middle of really, this episode?
I really do. Sorry, guys. You got it. BRP.
Can you bring that mic with you in the bathroom?
Woo! All right. Sorry about that little break right there.
He needed to take a little potty break, and so we needed to take a little fill up with tequila break. So,
Oh, my God. Hold on. Speaking of pee breaks, real quick.
Okay.
Kenny, our pee break in Catalina.
What happened? Tell me.
The urinals were no joke 6 inches from each other. Like, it was like we were like shoulder to shoulder. Like, we had to like open up to each other to both. It was like, it was uncomfortably close.
I wasn't uncomfortable at all.
Kenny was probably like, you know what? Since I'm here.
Well,
nice cock.
It was one of those things where like I walked in and like I thought it. I was like, Jesus Christ. Okay, these are the closest urinals I've ever seen in my life. And then like we like get down to it and then you go shoulder to shoulder, huh? And I'm like,
I didn't know what to say.
I wish you didn't say anything because I go, I can't pee now. It's nothing's happening now. Oh, come on, pee.
When I don't understand stage fright.
I don't either. And it's not like I'm like scared of like, I just can't.
No,
it's
I get
just
it.
This thing.
I get, no, it's a yeah. mental thing. Like literally I knew I was like, oh, these are close, but like, I'm just going to start peeing. And then you go shoulder to shoulder, huh? And I go, oh my God.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Todd and I were on a boat yesterday.
I saw.
And it was Vince, Jeff's friends. He got like they rented out like a yacht. It was big. It was beautiful.
I didn't get invited to the boat.
Oh, it's like a friend of a friend. It's like we couldn't bring in any extra people.
I'm giving you a hard time.
I know, but I wanted to explain why I couldn't invite my
You know,
bestie.
I like boats.
I know, big boats. And I haven't been out like in a long time. I was like, you know, I want to do it. I want to go on a big boat and drink. So we got on the boat. We didn't like know anybody on the boat, and like Jeff backed out last minute. So it's like fuck. Like we just didn't know like really anybody on this boat. It was just me and Todd. At one point, we thought we were hopping on the wrong fucking boat. We're like, are we on the right boat? And I was like, moving. And we're like, what do we do? It's like,
that'd be
yo,
really
is this
awkward.
Vince's boat? And a couple people was like, no, this is Dylan's. We're like, Oh my God. But it ended up being on the right boat. But so the song just came out. So people kept on playing the song over and over again. And Todd wanted to so bad say, you know, say it. Like he was starting to say, I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, please don't say it. Like, I don't want, like,
right.
I don't like attention like that.
You didn't want a showboat.
Is that what it's called? Is that what it's called? Showboat?
Yeah. Like bragging. That situation. Like showboating,
showboating is bragging?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know that. That was good, Kenny. That was good.
I know. That's why I laughed.
I thought you were like, ooh, that wasn't good.
I didn't know what it meant.
I thought I heard that. Oh. I thought it was good.
Thank you.
That was very good.
It gets cut out.
And Todd. Immediately. Todd kept wanting something. I'm like, no, please. Like, I was like, fuck, I'm fine. Okay. But it was really funny because people kept replaying it. They were like, blah, blah. And one girl played it. She's like, guys, have you seen the music video for it? And I looked. Me and Todd, we looked at each other. And we were like, it's time.
It's time.
I was in the music video.
No.
She was like, no. I was like, yeah. I was like, Todd, that's when I'm allowed to come in and say something. It was almost like Todd told this girl to say it. It was so perfect.
I'm literally thinking about SpongeBob where he's like, there I am. When he was in the commercial. That's my brain.
But it was really perfect. It was like, it couldn't have been perfect the way like she asked me. And it was
right.
Like, me and Todd looking at each other. We're just like, in for the kill.
You try to pretend like it's not a big deal. You're like, oh yeah, I was in the, hold on. Yeah, Gaga? Yeah, you did really good at the VMAs, girl.
Girly.
Oh yeah, Ari, is that you? Oh my God, you were so good at the VMAs. Yeah.
Ari, you and Gags killed it.
Tell Gag I said hi. Okay, cool.
Gag.
All right. But like 5 seconds later, I accidentally burped really nastily right in front of her face. And she was just like, oh my God, what's that smell? I was like, I'm sorry. I burped. She's like, Jesus. And
she kind of
walked away and it was like really weird. I was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to burp in your face. She's like, no, it's fine. It's fine. But like, we didn't talk to each other for the rest of the day. I think that really just like.
You go, that's weird. Everything. Drake thought it was hilarious when I did it. She goes, oh my God, I thought it was hilarious too.
But yeah, I just wanted to add that in. I just thought it was really funny. But yeah, we were on a yacht the whole day. We were listening to, I keep saying WAP. I'm
sorry. You probably played WAP a few times too, though.
Yeah, as you should.
As I should. Mm-hmm. As I will continue to do so. So.
Damn, that's so sick, though.
Thank you, man.
That means a lot. that means a lot, bro.
I just hope I win like a VMA for it or something. Like, you know, just. Do you think JB would be like in my video?
He thanks you in his acceptance speech.
That would be cool.
Is that something that like he'll do for me? You know, like I scratch your back, you scratch mine.
Was that your first time meeting him?
No, that's not my first time meeting him. I've met him before. I don't know if he remembered me or not. I met him. We were just out at like some nightclub and it was with David. So like David and Justin were friends. Like he introduced me to him and I said, hey, what's up, blah, blah, blah. But I don't think he remembered me from that night because I feel like he would have.
How could he forget you now though?
There's no way. I'm a pop star. Entourage, baby. I'll be anytime he sees me like, yo, what's up, man? I'll be like, pop star, entourage. And he'd be like, oh shit.
Oh my God, you were the guy. What's that up, didn't man? Talk the entire time.
Oh, you were the one that we like cut all the scenes out.
He forgets.
The really sweaty guy.
I was so it was so fucking hot. Oh my God. Like, dude, I was like dancing with this girl and like she was like a really pretty girl and we were like dancing and I'm just like, I'm sorry. Because I just looked greasy.
Yeah, you
man.
Were so worried because there was like a pool scene.
Yeah,
and you were worried
about there's like I was telling like I was having Mariah and Kenny help me. I was like, what do I do? There's a pool scene. I don't want I don't want to have my shirt off and I'm in the pool like fucking. I just didn't want to do it. But like I ended up actually being in the pool scene, but I had all my clothes
on. They give you a good 3 second shot of you in the tube.
That car scene, thank God they put that in there because if it wasn't for that, then it wouldn't have been
most
anything.
Most people recognize the car scene though.
It was a car scene that everybody recognized.
Oh.
It was such a hot day and that water was like lukewarm. It was perfect. And ooh. Like me and the two, because nobody wanted to get in the pool. All the girls, you know, they just got their makeup done and hair done. They're like, no, we don't want to go in the pool. And they know once they're in the pool, they're done for the day but we all did it. We're like, fuck, you know, I wanted to just be a sport because they wanted a guy in the pool. So I'll do it. I don't fucking care. I'll do it. And so I got in and it was the best decision we've made because it was like, it felt so good being in that pool after a long day of just heat. And both the girls I was with, they were just like, bet you bitches are fucking jealous that we're in here because it was actually the cool, like the best part.
We were making jokes that they were going to make you tuck your shirt in. And if they're like, we want Zane in the pool scene, but Zane, can you put this on and like. tuck it in and like.
They kept asking me. It was so you would have died. They kept asking me to take my clothes off, and I was like, no. It would be so funny if I had all my clothes on.
You told them that.
I kept telling them that, and I had all my clothes on. And I was like, no, it's funny. It's like in the moment I jumped in, like with my clothes on. You don't want me in my bathing suit. That makes no sense.
Then it looks like I.
And they're like,
for it.
And they're like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, we'll keep you there. Zane goes, like,
as the token,
it worked. Director, videographer. Mm-hmm. Extra?
I ran that shit, baby. Fuck Director X, baby. I ran that shit.
As the only qualified person as the comedic relief, I'm going to keep my clothes on. I know comedy.
Exactly. I know comedy. I'm going in with my socks on. That's comedy.
I'm
going
to slip on a banana peel and then fall into the pool fully clothed.
Yeah. Oh, what's so weird? I just thought about this. What's really weird?
There were bananas on set.
I guess there's this like whole thing during music videos where, you know, every girl wants her moment. Like they want to be on camera. You know, it's like a thing, I guess, like every music video.
Right. There's,
I think the director that's or whoever's running it, they try to give everybody a moment to shine. I think that's like how when it comes to like extras and girls on
you'd
set.
Be surprised.
So there's this one beautiful girl that was just never on camera, was never in any scene, and she's beautiful. And they finally gave her a moment where, but she was like, it was like product shot. You know how they have product shot in music videos, but it never made in the music video.
Really?
Yeah, it was never in there. So her moment, like, that was her moment. Like, you really saw her. It was like a good 3 second shot of just her, and it was like, it looked great.
Interesting.
But it never went in. It was for her coffee.
Oh, speaking of coffee, Kenny just tried ours.
I did.
For the first time.
Why didn't you call me or text me or tell me?
I wanted to video you trying it, but I didn't want to like put you on camera to think like you had to like act like it
right.
was better.
I mean, you didn't want me to have an orgasm on camera, so
right.
So make an OnlyFans. But how would you
he
feel
tried
about?
Our.
No, I love.
I want to say the flavor so bad. Can don't, I say?
No.
No.
Don't say the flavor.
What
no,
are you
okay,
really
flavor.
Lunatic?
Are you, fucking nuts?
But yeah, he tried it.
I love it.
It's good, right? Like, not saying just because it's our coffee, but it's actually fucking good.
No, I liked it a lot. I really liked it a lot. Because my thing with flavors is that a lot
careful.
Of them... I know. Tread lightly. My thing with flavored coffees is that I am very, like, attuned to aftertaste.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, it turns me off immediately when there's an aftertaste to a flavored coffee.
Yeah.
And there was no aftertaste. It was just... It was smooth. It was... And I don't even
that
like.
Feels so good.
I don't
you're
even like.
You're not lying, right?
Like, no. I don't even like hot coffee, and this was served hot, and it was really good. I really liked it
that
a
makes
lot.
You so happy.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking! That's awesome. No, I love hearing like feedback like that. And if it's like not good, you gotta let us know.
And
you know?
The reason I knew he actually genuinely liked it because like he tried it in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And was like, wow, no, this is actually.
You
like-
saw it behind the wall. You're just like looking at his face.
No, he tried it, and like he was like, no, this is actually incredible. Like I really like it. And then time went on. We went to the game room, whatever. We were hanging out. And, like, he kept drinking it. And he was like, this is so fucking good. Like, he, like, kept, like, talking.
Like, to myself. I kept muttering under my breath. I'm like, so good.
It's getting close, baby.
Well, it's awesome. Yeah, no, guys. It's getting... It's really, 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 really
good. We've
been
saying...
No, I know. But we can't just... We can't push it out when it's not ready. But it's, like, finally getting ready. You know, it's finally
it's there.
Being ready. Yeah.
So many people were asking about that in the call-in thing, by the way. Oh, speaking of.
We got to do that. Oh, my God. We're about to end this podcast without going into that.
Right.
We
got
to go in, honey.
Let's get right to it. Let's cut everything out. Cut every. Mariah had this heartfelt story that she was ready to say. Cut it. We got to do call-ins.
No, we don't have time. Don't even save it for next week. Yeah, Kara Baskin's on Dancing with the Stars. Yada, yada. All right, let's do this.
Fuck it. All right, let's get to the call. You guys are the important ones for this podcast, baby. We gonna give the mic to you guys.
So guys, yeah, just as a recap, if you guys weren't here for the last episode, we're doing call-in questions. We will put the link for the number in our description or bio.
And it's going to be right this time, right?
Oh, my God. Fuck off.
Oh, no.
We mistakenly put the wrong number in the YouTube bio.
I feel bad. There was a lady that was like, this isn't Zane in here. No, this is Patrick. Like,
this lady changed her phone number, her voicemail to, this is not Zane and he's a podcast.
She changes her number. So she bad. Moved to a different country. Oh my God.
If it's
awful.
Not one thing, it's the other with us.
I swear to God, because you copied and pasted the number on both things. You didn't like, you copied and pasted it. You didn't like change the numbers. I saw you do it. I don't know how that happened.
Spooky.
But these are some of the ones we got the previous week. So Kenny is going to ask us live on the episode right now.
The first one's just like, you guys fucking suck. Fuck off.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right. Let's get started, babe. It's Colin Capitol, baby.
Hi, my name is Michaela, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. My question is for Heath. So I've noticed you've really upped your Instagram game lately, so I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about how you got into it, what camera you use, and how you edit your pictures. Love you guys.
Oh, thank you, Michaela.
Well, the floor is yours, baby.
Maybe real recognized real, that's right. I appreciate that. Yeah, so I got a new camera. I shoot with a Fujifilm X100V.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy it. It's kind of got like a automatic, I guess, filter type thing that you could put on it. Like you can like select what vintage film look you want. So I kind of base it off of that. And I don't know. I just kind of been enjoying taking pictures of everything. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I've always enjoyed photography, but now I'm just like, I used to be worried about like what I posted on Instagram. I was just like, fuck, I know.
Now it's just like, who cares? Just fucking post whatever you like.
I don't fucking care.
Like, yeah. And you shouldn't. You shouldn't. Instagram is supposed to be like very authentic and natural and what you want to post and not like.
It's so bizarre. Like my favorite picture I've ever taken in my entire life has done the worst on Instagram ever.
But it's like you love it. So
but it's my favorite picture I've ever taken.
Yeah, it's fine. Who cares? Whatever.
But that was a recent one that you posted that you really
liked.
Yeah,
the one from Catalina.
Yeah. And I mean,
that was a good one.
What if that's the picture that made her call in? She's like, this Instagram is
good. You never know. But like that picture really made me happy. And when I saw it, I was just like, holy shit. Like, that's so cool. Like, I got really happy about it. So, yeah. So I used that. And then I edit on Lightroom. I have a couple presets I'll select through. But most of the time, like that one I edited myself. I don't really use presets too often unless it's a story that I want to like throw a filter on.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I just kind of...
You're really good though at making it seem very consistent. Like I know you don't use the same things every single time, but it all looks so cohesive, which I feel like is very like appealing to people.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's kind of got like a little vintage look.
Yeah, I just use the settings on Instagram. But brightness.
he uses lo-fi.
Brightness and sharpen.
What's the...
Valencia.
Kelvin. Do you remember that one? That would just make everything look orange.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yes.
Is that still a thing?
I think so.
No, it's not. It's not there anymore.
They must have taken that away.
Yeah, there's no Kelvin in all that shit anymore.
Comment down below if you were around when Kelvin was around.
I'm going to name my boy Kelvin. My son Kelvin.
The lost Instagram filter. All right, let's see what else we got.
Hi, my name's Rebecca. I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I want to know from Zane, what is the secret to TikTok stardom? I'm trying to blow up, baby, and you just get millions and millions upon millions of likes. I want to know the secret. Love you guys.
What was your name again? I missed that.
Rebecca. It was Rebecca.
Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're having a good Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever day it is. Morning. You're having a good day.
Morning.
But to answer that question, I knew exactly the answer as soon as you said that. TikTok has this crazy algorithm which benefits literally anybody that downloads the app and makes an account. Is that anytime you make a TikTok, your TikTok is on people's For You page. It doesn't matter who you are, how many followers you have. When you post a TikTok with zero followers, your TikTok is on people's For You page. So I think the only way to get your TikTok seen by more and more people is just to create something that people can relate to, use like a popular song, a popular trend. I love to go to trends whenever like I want to post something. I just see what's trending and I try to do the trend and try to spin it in a natural way, something I would do or like something original, and that's it.
I heard that you're more likely to take the next couple steps in the For You page if your video is watched all the way through.
It makes sense because YouTube is like that. I feel like everything's
right.
Even Instagram, if like Instagram, your picture's getting liked more than usual, I feel like they like push that shit up to the top.
So maybe on the screen, right, watch till the end. Because that shit gets me every time.
Yeah, I feel like people love story times. If you have like something really crazy that happened to you, I feel like story time videos, people love watching like TikToks like that. And you know what, baby? Just watch me and Mariah's TikToks and you'll know what to do.
Yeah, you could have asked me that question.
Also, Chattanooga is amazing.
Yeah, Chattanooga.
Have I been to Chattanooga? I don't even know.
No.
No?
That's so random.
Mariah, have I been to Chattanooga?
Kenny, look this up. Have I been to Chattanooga?
Oh, Kenny
fact checks everything. Yeah, but to answer your question, your TikToks will always be seen by people because it's always on the For You page. So I guess whatever you do, just make sure it's like
be consistent.
You guys will be like, my shit didn't hit For You page, and I'm just like, you're sitting there saying everything hits For You page. Maybe your shit just didn't do good.
It or just me and Ryan are always like, oh, they weren't in the office today.
It just didn't hit For You page.
Oh, TikTok must be down.
Yeah, they're not in the office.
Oh, shit.
It's just funny because we constantly make jokes because Zane goes, oh, God, I literally need to be a TikTok consultant. Like, and I just make jokes about like, okay, you want me to make you business cards? Zane Hijazi, TikTok consultant. You can just hand it out to people. You at Drake's music video. Hey, Zane Hijazi, TikTok consultant. Hi. Zane and Johnny, TikTok.
The way I was dressed, it would have made sense that I was going around with the cards like that.
All right, let's hear from our last caller of the episode.
Hi, babies. Okay, so my name is Olivia, and I'm calling from a cornfield. Literally, I'm from Ohio. My question is for everyone, really. Who do you make your content for? Are you making it for yourself? Are you making it for other people, the fans? Just let me know, because I find it really interesting. Personally, I like to look back on my Instagram more as like a diary type situation. So your content, for you or for the fans? Let me know.
That's wow, Olivia, good question. I really like that.
Zane said, I make no content, so I make it for nobody.
can I start? Can I?
Yeah,
like,
go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, so I feel like when I first started making YouTube videos, it was more for myself.
Right.
I was like, you know, I want to film more. I feel like I want to record my friends doing funny shit. It was really exciting. It made me feel happy recording in the beginning, all of us, and posting it. It made me feel good. It was like, this is my diary. After doing it for 2-3 years, it started feeling like, oh my God, I like all the viewers are now my boss. It's like, my God, I gotta make content for everybody watching. It needs to be perfect. If it's not perfect, if it's a shitty video, I can't post it anymore. So like, it started as something that was very authentic and very me and like a diary, and it turned into a job.
Do you think that that's why you haven't posted so much?
100%. Again, I could pull out my camera and just record whatever, but I don't want to post whatever.
But it's the thing is like, I always feel like that, is that you've like set the standard for yourself with that 200th vlog. Yeah. Because baby, that was immaculate. But like, you can't, I feel like you can't always strive for perfection. Like, people don't expect you to be perfect.
I
know. So
and I think just being friends with like people like David, who's like put so much work in their content and they put so much time into it, I think it's, you always compare yourself to them. And, you know, I'm not saying, oh, David's is better than mine. It's just, I feel like David is setting such a high standard for our whole group. So I need to try to meet that because I don't want to embarrass us. It's weird.
Interesting.
It's like, yeah.
I totally get what you're saying. Like, I felt that way a long time for, like, my type of content. Like, well, especially Instagram. Like, it used to be like, I'm not going to post this picture. I'm not going to post this picture. I'm going to post this because I know it's going to do well. And I know it's what people want and are expecting.
Yeah.
And I would post it because that's just what I knew would do well.
Yeah.
But now for the last few months, I don't give a fuck. Like, I the picture that I posted, like I was saying earlier, like, I just...
That's where I'm trying to get to.
Right.
It's like, not giving a fuck.
It's not that you don't give a fuck. It's that you do care. You're just putting out what you're proud of. It's right, like you with right. your videos. Like, yeah. you want to feel proud of it. And of course, like, you want other people to like your content and it's for them and, like, they're the reason you are what you are. But... you still want to be proud of yourself. Right. It's with any job.
Yeah. Exactly.
Ever. Like, you want to be proud of what you're putting out.
That's exactly right. Like, even, like, I haven't been posting as much on YouTube anymore because, like, not that I'm not proud of my last videos. It's just, like...
they felt like work?
I mean, everything has always felt like work, but it hasn't been a fun work.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy working. Zane enjoys working.
Yeah.
But when... not that there's a pressure behind it. It's just, like, why aren't you posting? We need... Give me, like... why not?
Yeah.
I guess with music, like, people, like, they're not inspired. Like, I feel like Zane and I need, like, that inspiration again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, when I do post, like, I'm excited about what I filmed, and it, like, took me a while to get there, but, like, then it's, Yes.
But I feel like, yeah, I mean, I honestly feel like you've gotten back to this sort of state of mind that you did when you were originally, because I met you when you guys were coming up
on Vine. It's the passion.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys weren't making your content for anyone but yourselves. Right. It's what you guys thought was funny. And like to Mariah's point, it's like people feel passionately about what other people are passionate about. Like, I don't know a car from a truck from an SUV. But like whenever you're talking about it, I feel engaged and I feel present in the conversation because it's something that you are so passionate about and mm-hmm. you know so much about and you have like just you scoured the earth for the best cars. And I'm like, I want to know about that because you seem like a person that I should go to for this type of knowledge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And people come to you for that type of humor. Like it's a humor that is specifically yours and you guys have just kind of like paved your way, I feel like. And that's why you guys have the following that you have today.
Yeah. And it's really sad because we like, I'm almost at 4 million subscribers on YouTube and I feel so guilty that I'm not putting anything out on it anymore. I'm just like, I've worked so hard to get up here and now I'm just like, what do I do now?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's what Liza felt. That's why she made a second channel mm-hmm. and started posting her videos that were, I wouldn't say their videos are not first channel worthy, but I feel like she felt like they weren't good enough for her main channel, so she put on her second channel, and that's how, like, I completely understood why Liza was doing that. Because at first, I was like, Liza, your second channel videos are so good, just throw your first. But I think that's how I'm thinking
now. But isn't that such a weird concept?
You work so hard.
That's still you as an artist. That's like, imagine Drake coming out and be like, this is my new album. But this is Drake 2, and this is my album.
It's not good enough for my main one.
This is me. But like, no, that is you. That is you as an artist. That is you as a professional in what you do. And this is what you love.
You should be proud of with anything that you put out, right. whether it's for fun.
So interesting to me.
Yeah.
And I feel like you guys beat yourself up more if you go longer and longer without posting. Because then you're like, well, I waited this long. Now I need to come back with something bigger. And it's like time just keeps passing. And you're like, well, now it has to be this big. Now it has to be this big. People are going to expect this and that. And it's just like it is a lot of pressure. And it sounds like, I know you guys don't want to sound like brats and be like, oh my, it's so hard. It is hard. Like, that's the bottom line. Like, it's very difficult because you want to make everybody happy, but you also want to be proud of yourself. Otherwise, you're going to like fall into a depression and you're really not going to want to do it.
Because posting a video that you're not proud of and then it's
not
like,
a good feeling.
You get comments saying, this isn't your best.
Yeah.
It feels really shitty and, and it makes you not want to post more. And I didn't want to put myself in a situation like that where I post a video after months and I got comments like that. I was just like,
that's what I think. I know it's a little different with like TikTok and stuff like that. Like, you could really post anything. But when it comes to me, because I am a dancer and I'm such a dancing perfectionist.
Yeah.
I personally don't like doing the trending TikTok dances. Mm-hmm. I don't like doing it. But I'm like, okay, but this is what's working. And if it's going to be my job, like, I need to like play the game a little bit, give people what they want. Yeah. But then I post it and I immediately take it down because I'm like, I'm not proud of this. Like, you know what I mean?
That's
like,
why things
get weird. I didn't even know you were in that position. I didn't think that you were like posting these fancy videos and you weren't proud of it and you pulled it.
Yeah. It like brings my self-esteem down because like I then go out of my way to come up with choreography for like an hour. I post it on TikTok. I'm super proud of it. And it does terribly. And I'm then I'm in this limbo of like, do I want to be proud of my work? Do I want to play the game? Like, it's very like stressful. Like, I overthink my posts so much.
Yeah.
Plus getting, like you said, plus getting the comments and getting ripped apart for every little thing. And it's just like,
yeah.
Well, what do people want me to do?
And I think everything starts out as a passion. Everybody films, takes pictures, whatever craft you have, whatever it is, starts out as a passion, something that you truly love. It will start to do well. Then it becomes a job and you feel obligated to do and please and whatever. And then it's up to you at the end of the day to find your passion again with it. And that's what I've been refining for myself. Like, I started learning like about a camera and what I can do with it to manipulate it, to do, you know, manual settings and like figure out how to film different stuff, take different pictures. Like, and like, then I started like really finding the love again and then finding the passion. So it's like, it's for you, then it's for others. And then it's up to you to keep it your own.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
It's a hard question to answer.
Yeah, it was funny. I thought of two sayings that I feel very passionately about. When Mariah was talking, I thought of one. And when you were talking, I thought of one. And I think they actually coincide. So when she was talking, I feel like, you know the saying, ignorance is bliss?
Right.
It's like, it was almost better when you guys were initially posting because you didn't know or care about what people felt about what you were posting. It wasn't even part of the equation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like you guys were just doing it for the fun or because you thought it was funny or because you thought it was a good dance or a good song. But then once people's opinion starts getting involved, it's like you add something else to the equation and it's not fun anymore. You now know what people think and it affects what you produce.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think with what you were saying that knowledge is power. And if you can just find a way to make what you're doing, if you just learn more about it, if you want to go in deeper to camera settings and things to keep like the passion alive so that you can still produce things that you're interested in and you're passionate about, then people will still continue to kind of follow suit with just like in the beginning when you guys were posting things and you were posting dances that you were proud of. And that's kind of how you got the platforms that you got today.
Right, yeah.
It's weird. I know it's a fine line to walk because I can't speak from a position that you guys speak. Because
the way we started is how we got to where we are.
Yeah.
But we tend to forget that.
Yeah.
When you have like a lot of followers.
And we're always so grateful for where we are. We're not complaining about like.
It's just a constant feeling of stress of like, what do we put
stress.
Out?
It's stress.
We
want to make you guys happy. It's like stress. And then we go like weeks without like posting anything or days without posting anything. And it's just like. You get anxious about it and you're what am I supposed to do now? And it's like, it's not that you're sitting back and chilling and be like, I'm good. Like they can wait. It's like, you don't know what to post. Like, I feel like every day, Heath, you're always like, okay, I need to make a list of like what I'm going to vlog and this and that. Like you're constantly thinking about what can I film? And it just like,
But nothing before was filmed like that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's so
it
weird
was just
because like over the years, it's almost, I keep looking at the sign that says unfiltered and there are just different filters that you look at, like how you can produce the content, but it makes it less authentic. So it's just always like a fine line to walk between, okay, we now have a platform that's called Unfiltered. But how unfiltered is what we're producing? Is it to the level of unfiltered that we want to be?
That's how it was in the beginning.
When
we were posting whatever the fuck we were drunk as fuck half of our videos. The shit that I was posting, you should have seen the shit I was posting on my YouTube page. Me and Heath were blacked out at like diners, like laughing,
but having
saying whatever,
fun.
And having fun, and people loved it. And it got to the point where sponsors got involved and sponsors had a certain like, you know,
also you guys grew up
I mean, to be completely honest, when it comes to AdSense, like what, like AdSense as in like the ad roles that play on your channel, those start disappearing once your content gets really dirty. And like, you know, we're out here, everything's so fucking expensive, rent's expensive, I can't afford to lose AdSense because I want to make dirty content. You know, it's like I'm not getting enough deals on the side for it to cover that, so I had to clean shit up. And it sucked because I feel like that did change my authenticity for the channel. It used to be me and he drunk all the time being funny, and then it got so clean cut and it just got worse and worse, not worse and worse as in like my content, but like worse and worse as in like how I felt about making
And I feel like there's moments where you guys think like, oh my gosh, the Denny House was our peak. Like I feel like you guys genuinely are just like, that's, people still talk about the Denny House days, and it kind of like brings you guys down a little bit because you're like, well, I'm trying to be better, I'm trying to improve, like you have high productions on your videos, you're getting nicer cameras, like it's just like, but people are still bringing up like, you were better here, you were funnier here. And it's just like, well, we're growing up. And then it's also, it's a career now. And
no
like,
no matter what,
you got
people don't like change.
I know. Yeah. I know. I'm just saying like you guys,
and you gotta,
we all do
it.
We all compare ourselves, like even comparing ourselves to other creators where you're like, well, I can do what they do, but like, how come I'm not there? You know what I mean? It's like a disease. Mm-hmm. It's really comparing yourself is horrible, but it's easier said than done to like not do that. It's just like, it's, there's so many factors in it, like
exactly,
they go, we prefer the Denny House, now it's the Kenny House.
and the Denny House, everything was so new and fresh, we were all best friends at the time, and we're all living together for the first time. It was very exciting, and I think that made it easier for us to push out all this content because everything was so new, people didn't know us at all.
Right.
It was just so new. Yeah.
It's
but now we everything's just
right. I mean, and it's the same thing no matter what with TV shows, with YouTubers, whatever it is, a lot of people when something new is introduced, they hate it. They're very skeptical. And once that comes around, now it's the new favorite.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Any TV show I've watched.
Yeah.
If they introduce a new character, I'm like,
yeah,
that's not one of the original.
I always hate the new character. Yeah.
Game of Thrones, anybody that's new, like, you're just like, no.
Fuck that.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, that's true.
Then they're around a little bit longer, and you're like, oh, wait, no. Wait, I do like this person. Then they become the fucking, the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they are new, and it's somebody new to fall in love with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything is a cycle. It's funny because I used to work for a high-end retailer that rhymes with coochie, and it fashion is cyclical. Like, yeah, it'll be like trends that were in the 70s. They'll come back in the 2000s, and then the 2010s, the 80s trends will come back. Belt bags, like, yep, which were used, yeah, they used, yeah, to be called fanny packs.
Uh-huh.
That used to be, it was cool in the 80s, and then it was taboo because it was lame, and now it's cool again. And it,
I have a fanny pack in that closet from the 80s. I have mom's.
I have one on the floor right
from
here.
From the 80s? No,
baby, that's
not cool.
From the 80s.
Yeah, it's my mom's.
So that's a fanny pack.
It was my mom's in the 80s. Yeah.
Vintage. So adorable.
Baby, that's not your fanny pack. That's your diabetes bag.
Yeah, that's my insulin bag.
At the end of the day, you can't please everybody.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah,
the bottom line. You cannot please everybody.
You got to do what makes you happy.
Work hard and you will get to where you deserve.
Do what makes you happy.
I love that.
But also...
Well, then, that's a...
Make that coin.
That's a long... That was a long-ass answer.
I know.
So thank you for your call.
Thank you, Olivia. I hope that 20-minute Shakespearean play answers your question.
I know one of these questions one day is going to make us all cry. Because the fact that how, yeah, deep we got to all these answers, all these questions...
But, like, even that, like, know, just to answer that question again, like, this conversation we just had is shit that we would do... Normally outside of this, like, this is like us. This is, yeah, who we are, and this is like us having a normal conversation. This is for us to talk, and we are actually venting to each other.
Yeah.
And like talking, that's about true, real shit. But at the same time, it is for you because you asked the question, and it's for the listeners, and like hopefully people are getting some sort of lesson out of this and, you know, taking our experience.
Yeah. Imagine like the lesson learned. People are like, oh, so you're saying I should quit? I'm going to quit. And we have all these people quitting their jobs.
They go up to their boss. Zenny, he said, fuck you.
I made a TikTok account. I'm like, no, don't do that yet. don't quit your job yet.
I think that's what the beauty of this entire segment is, though, with the whole call-in thing, is because I feel like you guys have wanted to feel connected to the fans,
yeah,
in a positive way,
right,
and not make it like something that you feel like you have to filter because the fans feel a certain way, but you want to feel like you're authentically talking to them or having a connection, like a connection that was genuine, like in the beginning when, yeah, you originally got your following. I feel like we wanted to get back to that. And I feel like we've made a little breakthrough tonight.
We did. You know, I do really, like, I think we're sliding right back into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I do too. We should come up with more things like this.
More things like you guys calling into the number again, which we will leave below. Please, yeah, make sure to check it out.
Yes.
Yeah, right. The number is going to be in the description, right?
Yep.
And both audio and video.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Should we wrap it up? I think this might be a 2-hour podcast.
Let's wrap her up. I have to pee again. I have a bladder problem, like I said earlier, and...
Okay, you want to end it? Let's end it off real quick. Let's finish it. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Zany Heath Unfiltered. Mm-hmm. We love you guys so much. We hope you enjoyed that little call-in session that we had. We're going to be doing that, hopefully, every podcast. I think we should have enough where we can do every one.
If y'all will keep calling in, yeah, we will keep answering.
Exactly.
Answering.
It's a rin.
We post the audio form of this podcast every Monday on, mm-hmm, Spotify, on Apple, and all that good stuff. And we post a video form on our YouTube channel on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Right. And thank you guys again. We love you guys so much. And
everybody say bye, bubbas. Bye, bubbas.
Bye, baby.
Bye, hasta.
Love you.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21+.
Moto Casino.